What's up, guys? It's your girl BK. You tuned into Fat and Figuring It Out right here on anchor.fm, or you may be listening to this awesome podcast on one of our sister stations or our sister apps. But whatever, whenever you're listening to this show, I'm just so happy that you're here. My name is BK. I'm your host with the most with the most drama, with the most headaches. Now I'm the host with the most inspiration. I hope that you listen to the show and you are inspired through your day, month, year. I hope that you tell a friend to tell a friend, and we continue to inspire millions and millions of people. It's really pretty simple. That's a goal, just to inspire and uplift each other. You know, I feel like there's so much negativity that's spread throughout social media. And usually once I finish with my client, I'll take a minute, catch my breath, drink my coffee, read what's on the news. I don't like to watch the news, but I'll read what's in the news, newspaper articles. You know, hit the blogs, see what's going on. And mainly entertainment. I like things that make me laugh. But, you know, see what's going on in the world. And the platform for social media, people have just, I feel like, have just violated its truest form. And I say that to say, you know, just because somebody's a celebrity, and this is sidebar, this is totally off the topic for today's show, but I feel like I want to talk about it, so let's talk about it, okay? Don't forget, you can leave a voice message as well on the topic and let me know your thoughts, or just give me a shout out or give someone a shout out by leaving a voicemail message once the show concludes. But it's a little off topic, but I just feel in my heart to talk about it, especially when it comes to, like, celebrities. People just feel as though they're like fair game. You see them in a picture, they're no longer people. They're on a red carpet. They're on a move. They're in a movie on your TV screen. Excuse me. So they're fair game. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, why do people go so much out of their way to make somebody else miserable or unhappy? Is it that you want them to feel the way that you feel because you don't have the life that they have? And oftentimes people who are in positions of, I wouldn't even say luxury, but just positions of a higher caliber of living, I guess. They worked to get there. It wasn't handed to them. You know? Nobody sees the grunt work. Nobody sees the laying on the floor with just one blanket. Nobody sees the ramen noodles for dinner or the waitressing and waitressing or working overnights doing security till they got that big break. Nobody sees those things. And even when it's told, nobody really cares because, oh, you made it now. So people feel as though they have the right to leave really poor taste comments underneath somebody's picture. So I was reading the BET Awards this past over the weekend. And so I was just reading up on the BET Awards. I didn't watch. Haven't watched an award show since the awards show was on UPN. I haven't really watched I have not really wanted to watch an award show, unfortunately. But I do read about it after it airs, just to see, you know, the fashion, entertainment side. I still love my entertainment, folks. So, they were talking about a singer. So a new singer who's just living her dream. She was on the red carpet, and they were talking about her boobs, and they were saying, "Oh, you look great, but you could use a boob lift. You can use a breast lift." And I'm looking at the picture, and I'm just like, first of all, the girl's pretty. She's a gorgeous girl. And the first thing that drew my attention, I was like, her hair is gorgeous. Of course, you know, I like big hair. But the way her hair is styled was gorgeous. I'm like, why do people focus on, like, the most negative thing? And even if that was the case, who cares? Why do you need to comment? Why do you need to give your 2 cents on somebody else's, the way somebody else is dressed? Would you want somebody to do that to you? When you showed up at your sister's baby shower with your wig cap showing, or when you walked into the grocery store and, you know, you still have on your slippers or your sweatpants and you're looking a hot mess, would you like somebody to say that to you? Or even when you went to an event and you didn't look your best, do you think somebody should have told you that you looked a hot mess? So why do we feel, I think that's something, and these are grown adults, and on a whole nother level, let me just say, on a whole nother level, these are grown adults who are leaving these comments. And what's even worse, it's a woman leaving a comment about another woman. It's like, first of all, ladies, we got enough stress. We got enough day-to-day BS that we have to deal with. Why do we have to be so hard on one another? I don't get that. Why not encourage, uplift, and inspire? Why do we have to be that after we just got nicked and picked on by everybody in the damn industry? Here comes somebody else who doesn't even know that person, saying you need to do something else. Why do we do that? Why are we so much hard? We are so hard on each other. When the fact of the matter, a man ain't gonna care less. A man could care less. A man gonna think she's pretty regardless of if her boobs lifted, sagged down to her toes. So why are we so hard on each other? And it's not even constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you look nice, sis, but you need a boob lift. You need a boob lift. It's her boobs. She know what her boobs look like. And I don't really mean to go on a whole tangent about boobs. But let's be more conscious about what we're saying to people. Let's be more conscious about how we come off to the world. Redirect your energy. If you know you ain't got nothing to say, nothing nice to say, our mothers told us that. When do we stop doing that? You ain't got nothing to say, don't say nothing at all. Think about what you're saying and how that may impact that person. You don't think that's going to positively impact them? Like, oh, she's going to take this comment and actually benefit her life. People put so much energy into being negative when you could say something positive and make that person's whole day. But let's talk about the fact that a lot of people are effing miserable. So I say that to say this, and this was not planned. This is such a tangent, but I think it needs to be said. Protect your energy. Protect your energy. Protect who you surround yourself with. Protect who you listen to. If you got somebody in your ear or in your life who ain't never got nothing positive to say, you stay the hell away from them. Especially in your weight loss journey, because your You're vulnerable. How do you say it? Vulnerable. You get what I'm saying? You're vulnerable. I don't know why I can't say it today. But, you know, it's such a sensitive time for you. So you need to be soaking up as much positivity as possible. If you, and I've gotten to a point in my life where I sense it. Have you ever been there when you just kind of sensed people have the wrong energy and you just kind of stray away? You see that person coming, you go the opposite damn direction. There's no middle ground to that. There's no, I control what I accept into my world. When you talk to me, you come into my space, you are in my world. I'm allowing you to be there. And if you don't act right or if your energy is off, I have every right to take myself out of that situation and not deal with you. Now, if it's a situation where it's at work or it's at church, it'd be like that sometimes at church. You know, speak on it. Or a social situation where I have to see you or be around you. I'm limiting that too. I'm being very strategic. I am a high and by. Good morning. How are you? Great. Good to see you. And move on, because people hate that. But I control my energy. I control what I accept in my space. There's no way around that. There's no negotiating that. If you happen to be married to somebody who got some negative energy, you figure out a way to change that, because it won't work. It won't work. Especially when you're on this journey and you're working on your weight loss, getting your energy up, being the best you could possibly be. You're working on it every day. Then you got somebody in your ear talking nonsense. No, boo-boo. We're going to have to sit down and hold. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about this, because this is not going to work. Because this is where I'm at. This is my new level. I cannot surround myself with any type of negativity. And if you're not flying high next to me with positivity, we can't encourage and motivate each other. This is not going to work. So I feel bad for people who are in those in the limelight, in a sense, because you do get nitpicked. You get like picked apart because people feel as though, she put herself out there. Then she deserves it, or he deserves it. He put himself out there. It's like it makes us feel better to diminish somebody else. We're all freaking humans, right? We all have feelings. Yeah, you're supposed to have a thick skin and all of this, but a lot of that stuff just be so unnecessary and uncalled for. You can lift somebody up. You don't have to bring them down. Be more encouraging. I had a girl. Sorry, I feel like I'm getting a little cold. And I'm like, what's happening? Getting a little cold, but, you know, hopefully it goes away. But I had a young lady yesterday at the gym. And she said, bye, Miss Queen. Have a great day. And I'm just like, hey, she's talking to me. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Hey, Miss Queen, like, thank you. Let's uplift each other. You know, I always try my best, especially when I'm in a bad mood. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes those moods don't break until 5 prayers later. 5 prayers, I mean, on the treadmill, on the elliptical, praying. And it just would not break. That my mood would just be like, you know, I try not to become how I feel, but sometimes it just takes me too damn long to feel better. But anyways, when I'm in that mood, I try to remind myself of positivity. be a light, be a light, be a light, be a light, be a light. I try to not act like how I feel. So I go in, when I'm going into the grocery store, you know, hey, how are you? How's your day going? All right, be blessed. I'm trying to speak positivity, although I may not even feel like it. Although I may feel like crap. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's our duty as people, to be a light, to be positive. Because you got the next person who is negative for no apparent reason, you know? So you can't dictate your life off of people who are just shitty human beings. And that comes from somebody being shitty to them. Or they feel as though they have the right to be negative people. But you don't become that. You don't become them. You continue to progress in life. And your days will be better anyway. When you make somebody else smile, don't that make you smile? Right? Like, you say good morning to somebody and they perk up. Like, I just made somebody smile. It's like being paid. Like, in love, in a sense. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm just going to say it's that. It's like being paid in love. Like, I just make that person smile. Like, it feels good. So, you know, if you're getting some negative feedback or some pushback on some stuff, you know, remain positive. Check your circle. And if you have to be around somebody that's negative, work out a plan. I'm not going, oh, Susan eats at freaking 1202. I'm going in there at 1215. I ain't trying to be deal with nobody's negative. Oh, your healthy food don't look good. Or, oh, you lost weight, but your arm fat is sagging. Like, you know, some people don't know how to pay you a compliment without it being negative. Like, shut up. Let me be honest. Like, shut up. And sometimes you do gotta be honest with people like that. Like, shut up. Stop talking to me. Like, is there nothing else to talk about? Gosh. Have a great day. You guys know how to reach me. BetterBodyByDK@gmail.com. Sometimes I just like to come on here and have a conversation with you. You know, no stats and statistics. Just something to let you know what's going on in the world. Be happy. Work on it. You know, every day ain't the same. Every day, some days you may just feel like crap. I've been there. You know, it's okay. I totally understand. But you got more to do. You're going to work on you. You know how to reach me. BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. That's BetterBodyBYBK@gmail.com. Oh, I can't wait. Can't forget to tell you. So I do have Beat It by BK waist beads. I have waist beads, anklets, wrist beads. So DM me for your order. You can DM me on Facebook. You can DM me on IG. So yeah, I have that for you. And I'm working on so much more. We're going to get some more sponsors. We're going to keep this thing going. Because I see that you guys like it. I like it. Have a great rest of the week. I love you to death. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hang in there. All right. Talk to you later. Bye, guys.